Charges are expected to be laid against a man arrested over yesterday's deadly stabbing rampage through Sydney's CBD. One woman was murdered and another was injured during the attack before the suspect was restrained by onlookers who used a chair, a milk crate and a crowbar to subdue him. The New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, says the attack is not considered to be a terrorist incident.
He is by definition at the moment a lone actor. Information was found on him that would suggest he had some ideologies in relation to terrorism, but he has no links to terrorism. There is no current intelligence on this individual, and he has no apparent links to other terrorist organisations.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller speaking yesterday. ABC reporter Jason Om is at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital where the suspect is being held. Jason, thank you so much for joining us this morning. The suspect has been named as a 21-year-old Mert Ney. Tell me about this man. He's from Sydney's West. What do we know about his condition?
Good morning, Patricia. Well, after yesterday's terrible events, he was taken to the RPA hospital where he was treated for minor injuries after that dramatic citizen's arrest. As you mentioned, a number of passers-by, ordinary members of the public, subdued him with anything they had, with chairs and with a milk crate. Now, he remains under police guard at the RPA hospital because police do want to question him, but before they do that, he has to undergo a mental health assessment. Police say that he has a history of mental health issues, including depression and anxiety, and it's also believed that he absconded from a mental health facility. But they want to know more about the events that led up to the killing and yesterday's rampage. They also want to know what was happening in his life in the few months leading up to yesterday's event. This morning, investigators have been at a house where he was living with his mother and sister at Maraeong in Sydney's West. They've been searching that house and they've taken some bags of evidence from there as part of their investigation. The neighbours there have been rattled by that. They say that the family was a very quiet one and that this is completely unexpected.
Such a sad and disturbing story. Police have confirmed the death of a 21-year-old woman found yesterday in an apartment on Clarence Street is linked to the attack. What are we learning about who she was and what happened to her?
Well, Patricia, there are numerous crime scenes across the city, and in the CBD, investigators remained at that apartment block overnight where they found the body of a 21-year-old woman. She was found dead in that apartment block, and it's believed that that woman was a sex worker and that Mert say arranged to meet her in what police say was a business purpose. They haven't outlined what that was, but they're calling it a business purpose. Now, her body was taken from that building in the last few hours for further examination as part of their investigation.
And there was another woman, of course, injured in yesterday's attack and taken to St Vincent's Hospital with a stab wound. Do we know any more about her condition? What are police saying?
Yeah, well, that 41-year-old woman, she was stabbed in the back. She was taken to St Vincent's Hospital in the eastern suburbs, and she's still there in a stable condition. Police say that she was targeted at random and that she was simply there at the wrong time. So she is expected to make a full recovery.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this. Well, it's a really troubling story, but thank you so much for being on the ground for us.
You're welcome.
ABC reporter Jason Om there at Sydney's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.